The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered them and said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Before a pastor began to preach, he thought he should explain why he had a band-aid on his chin. "As I was shaving this morning," he said, "I was thinking about today's sermon. When I lost my concentration and accidentally cut my chin with a razor." He then went on to preach the longest message of his life. After the mass, one of the teens greeted the pastor and said, "Father, next week, think about your face and cut the sermon." It reminds me, Gino, you should be very short. "I am the bread of life," Jesus tells us on this 18th Sunday of the liturgy. Just as we need food to live, Jesus teaches us that we need food for our souls too. Human beings need two basic kinds of food to attain perfect happiness and satisfaction: food for the body and food for the soul. Both are equally necessary. Which one of these ranks higher in the teaching and example of Jesus? It is the spiritual food. That is why he says in Matthew 4:4, "One does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God." And in John 4:34, he says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete the work." When he multiplied bread to feed the hungry, he did not mean to say that the solution to the deep hunger of the human heart is to give people more food. No, he multiplied bread only as a sign pointing to the higher spiritual food that he was providing for the human soul. But the crowd we see in today's gospel did not understand Jesus. They asked Jesus to act like Moses and to do again what Moses did to their ancestors, to give them more bread to eat. If Jesus does this, they will believe in him. The big problem that Jesus had with the crowd seeking him was that while Jesus spoke of spiritual reality, they misunderstood him to be speaking of material things. And Jesus had a similar problem when he met the woman at Samaria, at Jacob's well. Jesus spoke to her about the spiritual water that he came to give. Everyone who drinks of this water from the well will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. But the woman understood it in terms of ordinary water and replied, "Sir, give me this water so that I may be never thirsty again or have to keep coming here to draw water." Meaning, materialistic minds cannot comprehend spiritual truths. And in the first reading, how the people of Israel had been so stubborn in their attitude. They were not able to understand the plan of God in their life. They were brought out of the slavery from Egypt, traveling towards the promised land. And they questioned Moses and Aaron of their commitment to them. "Did you bring us out of the land of Egypt to kill us? We have nothing to eat." The immediate needs were the concern of the people of Israel. They never could think in terms of the promised land, which is flowing with milk and honey. And the second reading, complementing the first reading, tells each one of us, put off our old nature, the old and former manner of your life, which is deceitful, lusty, and corrupt. And this is a challenging invitation for each one of us. Am I merely satisfied with the immediacy of my life happening? My food, my possessions, my belongings, am I stopping my thinking there? You know, sisters and brothers, one of the greatest tragedies of the modern world, modern era, is the short-term thinking. I repeat, short-term thinking. We only think for the moment. And on this day, on this Sunday, let Jesus, our way of life, be the light for us, that we may not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts forever. And this is our reflection for this Sunday. May God bless us all. Amen.